16. Written by Petra Corsa. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. And Our Flag Means Death, Garlic Soup fanfiction. Summary. Archie's tired after work one night and needs a cuddle. Or several. Notes. Written for Teal Oranges and Garlic Soup Week. Today's prompt included only one bed, and that's what we very loosely have here, with sweet foursome cuddles and some Olu Archie cuteness. Content warning for canon-typical swearing and mentions of off-screen sexy times. There's a lot of limbs when you're a foursome. Not just in a foursome, but broadly speaking, like sitting around the table, or lounging on the couch, or throwing axes in the garden. And, you know, while fucking. Archie counts 16, usually. If someone's out of commission, or just wants to watch, might be a few less arms and legs. It also means more accidental elbows to the face, not knowing whose toes are whose, and having to tell who someone is in the dark by the rings on their fingers. Jim wears none, their wedding ring is on a chain around their neck. Olu has his wedding ring in a gold band with a rainbow-colored opal on the other hand, and Zhang switches between 1 and 10. But it's nice, because if someone's got a pee or something, Archie can just wiggle around like a snake and find someone else to snuggle. Or, you know. After Zhang moved in, they had to get a bigger bed. Twice. Because they broke the first one. Because of all the flailing limbs. Archie thinks it's worth it. Tonight, Archie'd tumbled into bed after work and ended up with her face buried in Zhang's breasts. Not really a bad way to go, all things considered. Zhang runs hot, though, and she eventually extracts herself from the pile of limbs to make herself a cup of tea. Archie mumbles a sleepy protest, gets a nice kiss for the trouble, and rolls over. She pats the bed and finds empty space. Archie frowns, cracks open an eye. Olu's on his side facing her, Jim spooning him from behind with their arms slung around his waist, but the bed's big enough that Archie's easily a foot away from them. Jim's shirtless, Olu's in his beloved threadbare Henley and boxer shorts, and, as usual, Archie's naked. They look warm, and without Zhang wrapped around her, Archie's basically an ice cube. She doesn't so much slither as shuffle like a legless lizard over to Olu, huffing while she goes. She's sore from a long shift working the bar and the grill at Blackbeard's. Jim's snoring softly behind Olu. Olu's sort of smiling? Must be having some sort of dream. It's cute. They're both so fucking cute. Fuck, she whispers, muscles aching. Olu's big brown eyes open, and, oh, maybe he's been awake this whole time. Well, hello there. Hey, sorry I woke you. Nah, you didn't. Was waiting for you to come home. Oh. Archie looks at him. It's mostly dark, but for the moonlight streaming through the window, and the charging lights of four phones plugged in beside each other on a dresser. He's so handsome, Archie could scream. Has screamed about it, actually. Notably, on the day they stood in front of their friends in a park and put their matching wedding rings on each other's fingers, and Archie was sent into space by the collective fucking beauty of her partners. Olu's voice and his smile make her mind go offline. I didn't shower, she says, then winces. I missed you, Olu says. Like it doesn't matter that she's sweaty or reeks of spilled beer. Maybe it doesn't, because he puts his arm around her and pulls her close. Archie groans happily. Olu is so nice to hug. She scoots closer, hooking her ankle around someone's ankle, and tips her chin up to kiss Olu. Olu fucks up the kiss because he's still smiling, but Archie's smiling too. Jim snuffles loudly. Unbothered by the jostling. Archie curls her arm around Olu's side and pats Jim on the back. Zhang get up? Yeah, after complaining I was too hot. You're just the right amount of hot, babe. God, I fucking love you. Archie kisses him again, and they nail it this time. Not sure I believe drinking hot tea after being hot can cool you down. Pretty sure that's just science, love. There was a study or something. Well, that's our Zhang, all smart and shit. Archie yawns. Yeah, says Olu fondly. Hey, you should get some sleep. We're gonna go to brunch and take a hike. A hike? Archie drops her head against Olu's chest. You've got to be kidding me. Jim says the trail's infested with snakes. Oh, sold. You do love me. Olu pets her hair. I do, he chuckles. Don't forget me, says a velvety voice. Could never forget you, love. There's a dip in the bed behind Archie. Long hair brushes her back as Zhang presses a kiss to her shoulder, then leans over to kiss Olu. Zhang's silk pajamas are cold, her bare arms warm, as she winds herself around Archie. Jim mumbles, love you too, Knives, which they'll all probably have to discuss in the morning. Jim keeps accidentally calling the three of them Knives instead of Wives. Olu doesn't mind being called Wife, but for whatever reason draws the line at being a house knife. Archie loves being a knife, though, so she's keeping that, thank you very much. For now, she's relaxed and happy in the giant bed with all of her partners. As she drifts off, she counts in her head. 8 arms, 8 legs, 16 limbs, and 4 hearts. End. Thank you for listening.